This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, January 13th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. farmers facing one of the widest gaps between what they pay to produce food and what they earn from selling it. Investigate Midwest said it's the largest gap farmers have seen between income and expenses in a decade. New USDA data released for December shows that by October 25, the price index paid climbed to 154.6, while the prices received index had dropped to 120.5. The agency measures that against 2000 levels, which set the index at 100. Investigate Midwest said in practical terms that means production costs were over 50% higher than 2011, while prices farmers received were about 21% higher. The gap of 34.1 index points in October was the biggest gap going back over the last 10 years. Dr. John Newton with the American Farm Bureau Federation says years of inflated input costs and lower commodity prices taking a toll on producer financial balance sheets.
I think what we really know is that farmers are seeing these input costs are up 30% over the last 5 years, and that's what's really putting the cost squeeze on farmers is commodity prices are low and input costs are historically record high.
So the bridge assistance is certainly of benefit, but in terms of making a producer whole or guaranteeing that a producer is going to be able to get operating funds for the 2026 crop year, I'm told that's a far stretch.
It's absolutely a far stretch. I mean, I think when you look at the ECAP program, that was only covering about 26% of the losses. This Farmers Bridge Assistance Program probably only covers about 30% of the losses. So there are a lot of losses still left on the table. So additional support is needed to help the farm economy.
Farm Bureau leaders from various states told the same story this week in Anaheim. Philip Nelson, president of the Illinois Farm Bureau.
Well, all of us, Jeff, are concerned about the input costs. The bottom line of producers today is about as tight as we have seen it in a number of years, and we've watched commodity prices reset over the last 2 or 3 years, but input costs have not went down, so it's really put a squeeze on producers. I think we're also concerned with a number of the regulatory issues out there, especially in our state, but even amplified across the country with the siting of these data centers, the impact on that electricity as well as water.
Garrett Hawkins, president of the Missouri Farm Bureau, says some regions are facing even more challenging circumstances.
Well, there are a lot affected, particularly in Southeast Missouri, where we have such a concentration of row crop agriculture coupled with the blend of southern ag with cotton and rice. And so, you know, these conversations with lenders right now are difficult. And I've already heard time and time again of people who have scaled back acreage, letting go any marginal land that they're renting. It just doesn't make sense to keep farming it right now, which, you know, when you're to the point of making that tough decision to scale back, you know things are tight, particularly when it comes to financing.
Indiana Farm Bureau President Randy Crone says he's concerned about the younger generation of farmers.
It's some challenging times. I'll say, you know, I'm worried about all farmers, but most particularly the young farmers. You know, they haven't built up a lot of assets to be able to weather the storm, really. And I've been talking to some bankers, and they're telling me balance sheets are deteriorating pretty fast. And so really concerned about the next generation coming back.
Crone says losses in the farm community will spill over to rural America.
Actually, that's one of our priorities at Indiana Farm Bureau is rural viability, because when the farms go away, you know, the agribusinesses go away, your small towns roll up, they disappear. And huge impact. Also, that impacts the healthcare side. It's just a ripple effect all through our rural communities.
Farm Bureau delegates finalized their policy resolutions for 2026 today. Look for coverage at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Commodity Classic returns to San Antonio February 25th through 27th for their 30th anniversary celebration. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge farm technology from over 400 exhibitors. All designed to power your farm's profitability forward. Don't miss 30 years of agriculture excellence in the heart of Texas. Head to commodityclassic.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.